WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 7 o'clock, 76 degrees. Not too much wind to run against today. No, not yet anyway. Sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Our news update from ABC is next. Also sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From the Midwest into the Northeast, the hot weather is on the move. ABC's Ginger Z, our chief meteorologist, has more on the sweltering temperatures out there for millions.
The National Weather Service puts this out. It's focused on Chicago to Toledo today, Cedar Rapids too. Then it starts to move east tomorrow, Detroit, over to Pittsburgh, and eventually into New England. And that's where we're going to see some of those numbers, hottest in a decade. And that was the last time Portland, Maine did this. It was July. So this is early, and it's lasting a long time.
The hot weather contributing to wildfires in the West. President Biden is set to announce a couple of executive actions at the border, one of them making work visas easier for DACA recipients to get, another making it easier for the undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens to apply for permanent residency status. The Boston Celtics have won their 18th NBA championship. They did it in Game 5 against the Dallas Mavericks. The 18 wins breaks the tie the Celtics had with the L.A. Lakers at 17 titles each. This is ABC News. The search is on in Houston for a killer. ABC's Jim Ryan has the latest after the body of a girl was found in a creek.
The 12-year-old girl, whose name has not been released, slipped out of her family's apartment on Sunday, says Houston Police Lieutenant Stephen Hope.
We have reason to believe that the family did not know that she was leaving the house.
Hours later, a caller to 911 reported finding the girl's body in a creek not far from the apartment. The assumption is that she was murdered, and Mayor John Whitmire says,
it makes me angry that we have dangerous criminals on the streets of Houston.
Police are reviewing security video from the neighborhood in hopes of retracing the girl's steps. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Just over a year after launching it, Apple now says it will close down its Buy Now, Pay Later service. Apple says it's partnering with other companies to offer similar programs through Apple Pay this fall. And imports of avocados from Western Mexico on hold. Officials will only say that safety inspections are being halted after an undisclosed incident. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas, conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green. They also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
Hi, this is John from Napa again. For 20 years, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has been serving you with quality and reliability. Celebrate with us all month long with amazing specials. Get Napa Universal Fleet Oil for just $3.99 a quart or $13.99 a gallon. Plus, Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is only $4.49 a quart. And don't miss out on Bug Be Gone Car Wash Pre-Soak, just $6.99 for a 16-ounce bottle. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, serving you for over 20 years and many more to come. Napa know-how.
Forecast details coming up on this Tuesday morning in just a little bit from WRCO and WRCO.com, along with WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The text to win game is now over after a couple of weeks of doing that, but thanks for everybody who texted in and also downloaded the app for the first time, and there were quite a few winners from around Southwest Wisconsin as well. So keep listening this summer for more hot giveaways.
Join Pine Valley Community Village on Sunday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until sold out for the Pine Valley Community Village drive-thru chicken barbecue. For just $13, you can enjoy a delicious meal featuring half a barbecue chicken, potato salad, baked beans, a roll, and a slice of homemade pie. Everyone is welcome, so bring your family and friends for a tasty feast. Drive-thru convenience, amazing food, and a great cause. We'll see you at Pine Valley Community Village June 23rd. Don't miss out. Remember, it's first come, first served.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Your attention, please. Frogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale liquidation is going on now. That's right. Hurry in and save during Frogan's Do It Best store closing sale. Everything goes, including all hardware, power tools, grills, hand tools, appliances, furniture, and more. First come, first serve. After 91 years in business, the Frogan family will retire. Save up to 50% store-wide. Doors open at 8 a.m. daily. Frogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is liquidating to the bare walls, and it's your chance to save like never again. Hurry in today. All sales final. Cash or credit card only. Cash and carry pricing with delivery available. Frogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale in Boscobel. Basketball is going on now.
Today, a high of 92. Afternoon heat indices as warm as 95. A slight chance of a shower, thunderstorm developing late this afternoon. 92 for a high today, 68 tonight. A tenth to a quarter of an inch overnight. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and humid with showers and isolated thunderstorms. Another tenth to a quarter of an inch possible tomorrow with a high of 76. In Richland Center, we're at 76 degrees after the early morning reading of 79. It is 7 past 7 on a Tuesday morning get-together. This is Chris Stapleton.
I do, I find all the things come true.
11 past 7, a few things to celebrate today. It's National Cherry Tart Day. Also, it is Cheesemaker's Day. Hello, yes. I ate a little bit of cheese over the weekend, maybe a little bit too much, but good stuff. International Picnic Day. It's Go Fishing Day. Sounds good to me. Yes, that's a good thing to do today. May not be great fishing weather on the old Willow Creek, though. I don't know. It's Autistic Pride Day. Today, the 18th of June, and also it's International Sushi Day. So celebrate accordingly as you go about your merry way today. Hey, we're getting a little sunshine poking through the clouds. It's 76 in Richland Center. Here is Joe DiMessina.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Look yonder, coming down that railroad track. Coming down that railroad track, it's the Orange Muscle Special, bringing my baby back.
Well, I'm going down to Florida and get some sand in my shoe. Or maybe California and get some sand in my shoe. I'll ride that orange blossom special and lose these New York blues.
When are you going back to Florida?
When am I going back to Florida? I don't know. Don't reckon I ever will.
Ain't you worried about getting your nourishment in New York?
Oh, I don't care if I do, die, do, die, do, die, do, die, do, die. Hey, talk about a rambling. She's the fastest train on the line. Talk about a traveling. She's the fastest train on the line. It's that orange blossom special rolling down the seaboard line.
A classic from Johnny Cash on WRCO Radio. Lady Bell walked by, and she actually sat on the hood of Henry's Mini Cooper and then bellered and walked off. So thanks to everybody who called in, tried to call in and win some great dairy products today. Our winner was Marvin Ford. Keep listening for your opportunity to win. Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening. And good luck from WRCO.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
You'll love an A&W Root Beer Float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
For student athletes, routine physicals are more than just a good idea. They're a requirement. The WIAA requires that student athletes have a physical exam every 2 years. The team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is eager to support the health and well-being of our local athletes by offering sports physicals all summer long for a reduced rate of $15. Call today to schedule a time with one of our providers, the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey there, Hank.
He lives.
Here he is.
Oh, he lives. Philip is back.
He's here.
Where have you gone?
Well, recovering from the wedding yesterday as part of the...
I didn't know that, but I knew you had a wedding this weekend.
Yep.
But
and said goodbye to a few guests yesterday.
I got to meet them. They were really neat, neat people.
Yes, right.
Yeah. So was June.
Well, yeah,
but,
she's here.
Yeah.
Traveling through the area. Gave him the grand tour of the radio station yesterday.
I talked to June a little bit about the soy sauce and chocolate and the syrup.
Oh, so,
yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Not good for you, buddy.
I know. It's never good for me. Yeah, everybody gangs up on poor old Phil.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
You and Ole are on the same team?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, and old Lady Bell, I have a dent in my car thanks to her.
Boy, that Mini Cooper doesn't take much, does it?
No, so. Doesn't take, she needs to lose a little bit of weight.
She's eating well.
Anyway.
Speaking of which, today is National Sushi Day. Are you a sushi fan?
Nope, not at all. You can have mine.
Really?
Yep. Are you?
No, oh, yeah. You know, I don't know that I'm a fan, but I eat some, you know, especially the rolls, cucumber rolls or a shrimp roll or, you know, those.
Yeah, help yourself.
Well, again, soy sauce is good on anything.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, even if it's underneath your refrigerator.
Dip them in soy sauce.
Yeah. No thanks.
No? Okay.
I'm not one of those guys.
Don't knock it until you try it.
Won't try it. Won't try raw fish in my mouth. I barely like...
Like I said, it isn't all raw fish. You've got sushi rolls and different things like that.
So but I'm not big on fish, period.
Like my mama used to say, how are you going to learn to like anything if you don't try it?
Well, you know what, Mom? It's my taste bud. I appreciate that, but I'm...
But she was right on a few things.
Oh, yeah, without question.
Not raisins, but a few things.
Moms are always right.
Asparagus. That was one thing that I wouldn't try as a kid, and I really like now. That's one of them. Probably broccoli and cauliflower.
Love broccoli and cauliflower.
Things like that, yeah.
I can eat broccoli and cauliflower every meal.
Right.
So
some things that I've never really, you know, taken a shine to. I've never been a beets fan.
Like beets?
Do you?
I take Super Beets every day.
Yeah, I know you do, but that's different. That's, you know.
No, they get kind of old sometimes.
Do they?
Oh, yes.
Super beets. And parsnips. That was another one that we used to have as a kid.
Love watercress.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Yeah, love watercress. And you know what, Phil? It's just so happy that you're back.
Well, thank you.
Did you hear about the squirrels? It's going to be a long winter for them.
Yeah, I heard that. You know, I was the brunt of at least one of those jokes.
We were worried about you.
Yeah?
Yeah, sort of. But, you know, today is Quizzy Poo Day.
What's on the Quizzy Poo today?
It's going to be out of this world for you, buddy.
Out of this world.
Yes.
What are the odds makers giving me for a fridge hanger today?
I'm going to say 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5?
50% that you have a fridge hanger.
Oh, okay.
Well, 50%.
A tough one, then.
Well, knowing you, you'll probably know these answers. But I have 10 questions on astronauts in space.
Oh, all right.
All right. Astronaut suits weigh around 340 pounds on Earth. True or false, Philip?
All right.
Astronauts cannot burp in space, Phil.
All right.
No spacecrafts have ever left the solar system. True or false? No spacecrafts have ever left our solar system.
Okay.
All right. There are 96 bags of human waste left by astronauts on the moon.
Wow. Yes. All right.
Like on Earth, astronauts on the... let's see here. ISS, International Space System. Like on Earth, astronauts on the International Space System see one sunrise and one sunset every day.
Okay. All right.
All right. The International Space Station is the most expensive object ever built.
All right.
What number are we on?
7.
Apollo astronauts' footprints on the moon have already been erased by the wind. Apollo astronauts' footprints on the moon have already been erased by the wind.
All right.
Astronauts take toys with them into space that serve as zero-gravity indicators.
All right.
A day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus.
What?
Let's see here. A day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Jupiter has the shortest day of all the planets in the solar system. Did I stump him yet?
Probably.
What do you think you got, buddy?
I'm not sure on this one. I'm a little bit vague.
Really?
But I think I'm going to do better than your five.
No, I got 5% that you're going to do a fridge hanger.
Oh, so I'm going with, I have six, right.
I think you have more than that.
You think so?
Yes.
All right.
Astronaut suits weigh around 340 pounds on Earth.
That's true.
It is false.
What?
It's 280 pounds.
Oh, man.
So.
Well, there you go. Okay, I'm only going to get five.
Astronauts cannot burp in space.
That's false.
It is true.
Is it true?
Yeah.
I changed my answer on that, too.
But here's the thing with the burping thing, all right? If you, there's no gravity, it doesn't settle on your tummy. So if you burp, you actually do everything. Everything comes out. So you have to be very careful. Well, they do that.
That'd be a mess in space.
Well, yeah. It wouldn't get all over you. Maybe the ceiling sometimes. Depends. If there's no gravity, it's just going to float around in the air.
If you had a helmet on with a mask down, it wouldn't be good.
Well, it's like, hey, I can't see in here.
Gross.
No spacecrafts have ever left the solar system.
That's false.
Launched in 1977, Voyager 1 crossed the boundary of the solar system in 2012, becoming the first human-made object to enter interstellar space.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
I couldn't have told you which one, but I knew one did.
No, so. I didn't know that. Well, yep. There are 96 bags of human waste left by astronauts on the moon.
That's true.
It is true. During the Apollo missions, astronauts used specifically designed bags to collect and contain human waste materials. The bag was left on the moon surface, allowing the astronauts to carry more valuable scientific samples back to the Earth. What everybody wanted to know.
Talking about leaving it behind.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Like on Earth, astronauts on the International Space Station, see one sunrise and one sunset every day.
True.
The ISS completes one revolution around the Earth every 90 minutes. Thus, astronauts on the station witness 16 sunrises and 16 sunsets
every
day.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Number seven?
Six.
The International Space Station is the most expensive object ever built.
True.
It is. The International Space System ranks as the Guinness World Records as the most expensive thing ever created. It took more than $100 billion to develop and build. That's how I got this.
Crazy.
This test.
Oh.
I was looking for Guinness World Records and it's... So.
And you were inspired.
I was inspired by the money.
All right.
Apollo astronauts' footprints on the moon have already erased by the wind.
That's false.
It is false. The moon has no atmosphere, which means there's no wind to erase the footprints. As a result, the footprints may remain preserved on the moon's surface for millions of years.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Talking about leaving a footprint somewhere, you know?
Yeah, that's a long time.
It is. Astronauts, number eight, astronauts take toys with them to space to serve as a zero-gravity indicators.
That's true.
It is true. Astronauts do have a tradition of taking toys with them into space, such toys are practical purposes by helping astronauts adapt to zero gravity environment. Additionally, the toys often have a sentimental value and create a sense of connection to the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've heard that, or one of their kids' toys. Yeah. I've heard that too.
A day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus.
That's true.
Venus has a very slow rotation period compared to its orbit around the sun.
Ah, okay.
So, number 10, buddy.
Yep.
Jupiter has the shortest day of all planets in the solar system.
False.
It's true. Jupiter's day is around 10 hours long.
Oh, okay.
So that would make us like 2-hour work days here.
Oh, well, that's kind of what you do, isn't it?
Wow. How many did you get, buddy?
1, 2, 3, 4 wrong. 6 right.
That's not bad.
Well, not bad.
That's not bad. It was actually a tough quiz.
Yeah.
So
I thought I knew some of them. I did know some
of
them.
You did, but some you changed one of them, so you should have had seven.
I did.
I don't know why you changed that.
On the burp one, I thought about it too much.
You did. Your first attempt, well, everybody can burp.
Well, right. I was thinking about, you know, you could force yourself to do it, but maybe not.
I don't know. It's the gravity thing.
Must be.
So, anyway.
I don't know that I would have ever been, I'm certainly not now, but a candidate for being an astronaut, because
I would be a monkey on one, but that's about
yeah.
It.
There you go. Well, my cousins, you know, the chimps, they went in the early days of space
exploration.
Enos, I think, was one of the first monkeys. In
oh
space.
My good boy, have a good day, everybody. Be kind. I'm out of here.
Why is that?
I know you went to the zoo to see your cousins.
I did.
Yeah. Everybody okay?
Exactly. Oh yeah, they're doing fine.
Yeah.
But that's true. But I could not take the anti-gravity, you know, or like. That kind of thing. Because I get sick at the county fair watching the
Wasn't they an anti-gravity wheel at one time that actually the floor dropped off at the county fair?
I did that once. I don't remember if it was at the county fair. I know I rode it one time at Great America against my better judgment. So you stand against the wall and it goes round in circle.
Oh, it was
and then
horrible.
Pretty soon, you know, gravity, you know, hooks you to the wall and the bottom drops out. And then it turns like on its side, and you're like going around. And I was fine. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is fun. And then as soon as it stopped, it's when
horrible.
It starts to slow down. Phil was sick for about 5 days.
Yeah, Henry was too.
Like, but I did why would anybody go on that for fun?
I did one of those things where like you would set in this thing and it would just go around and around and go up. And is that the tilt-a-whirl?
Well, the tilt-a-whirl is horrible.
Oh, that made me. I could never ride another county fair after that.
If you get those carts spinning too, so I'd always go out with some ruffian that's like, "Hey, let's get them spinning," and then it's even worse.
Yeah. But the kids love it.
I know.
Henry can't.
No, Phil can't either, and it's worse. It's worse as I've gotten older. One of the worst things I ever did was there was a NASCAR simulator one time we went on, and this has been maybe 15 years ago, but my brothers-in-law said, hey, let's do this together, you know, and so you sit in an actual NASCAR car, and then there's a video screen where the windshield is, and then you sit there, and it actually does the corners, and, you know, I'm really? Sitting there watching the screen, not realizing it, and about halfway through the ride, Phil's starting to sweat a little bit, and I'm like, what's going on? And I finished the ride with my head on the steering wheel.
I don't feel good.
This ain't good.
I won't be a good NASCAR driver
no,
either.
No, I wouldn't be.
But anyway, it's just, and if people like them, they love them. I'm happy for
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
It's just not for me anymore.
Motion
when
sickness.
I was a kid, Ferris wheel is about the toughest I can get right now.
Yeah.
I love a Ferris wheel.
I do too. Yeah.
But I do love roller coasters.
Yep. We rode the one at, is it Cedar Point? A Ferris wheel where you can see Canada when you're clear on the top.
Yeah, oh, that's kind of cool.
Pretty cruising. So
but I love like the Raging Bull at the Six Flags. Love those. Rides.
Oh yeah, right.
Oh, love those.
And
so.
I got out of roller coasters too because I didn't mind the going up and down and sideways but that straight down stuff. I'm
love
telling
that. Love that G feeling.
Like when your stomach is above
your
ears.
It's like, hey, can you hand me that, please?
No. I don't do those anymore.
Yeah, I love those. Anyway, buddy. Hey, thanks for Thanks for coming back. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good to be back, man.
Thanks, buddy. Yep. Have a good day. Be kind.
Got the boy married off. Now we're ready for another chapter.
Go get him.
Go get him.
Go get him, James. Yep.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us.
eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
This day in history, here's your history lesson. In 1979, President Jimmy Carter and Soviet President Leonid Brezhnev signed the SALT II Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty in Vienna. In 1983, astronaut Sally K. Ride became America's first woman in space as she and four colleagues blasted off aboard the space shuttle Challenger. That goes along with our space trivia theme today. And in the movies, 1980, one of my favorites was released. The Blues Brothers movie opened. Music stars making cameos included James Brown, Ray Charles, and Aretha Franklin. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Gracie Segura today from Richland Center Primary School. Also to Mark Rosenau and Brian Keller from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Desiree Mulholland from Schmidtwoodland Hills residents and staff. John Gunningham from Lori and the Guys have an awesome birthday today. And to Brenda Ruland from Lori and the Guys. And to Brenda from the Durst Cousins. Brooklyn Johnson from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Happy birthday, John Welsh, from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita, and Betty Umbihan, Betty from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Also, happy birthday from Richland Center United Methodist Church on this 18th of June to Betty Umbihan. Happy birthday, Mary Beth Oates from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Have a great day today from the Muscadet, Avoca, and Blue River Lions. To Dorothy and Richard Hackle, happy anniversary, and Jason and Kelly Meese. Also, happy birthday to Maddox Hellenbrand, Sandy Sturtevant, and Desiree Mulholland. To Jason and Kelly Meese from Sacred Heart Parish, have a great day today and your special day. And happy anniversary to a wonderful daughter and son-in-law, Jason and Kelly Meese. Happy 19th. Love from your mom, four brothers, and their families. To Dan Kramer, my best friend forever, from Sandra Kramer. Happy anniversary wishes to Crystal and Dan Foley from Penny and Earl. And from the Richland Center Lions today, happy birthday to Kay Salaker, to Serena Chukendorf, to Nevaeh Parker and Missy Clone, along with Desiree Mulholland, and happy anniversary to Dan and Sandy Kramer.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Hi, this is Dakota from JJ Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at JJ Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
75 degrees. Keep your cool today as best you can. News is coming up in just a little bit. Here's one for our couples today. Take it away, Elvis.
How many girls choose cotton dress worlds when they could have satins and lace? And stand by her man, never once letting shame touch her face. How many hearts could live through all the winters we've known and still not be cold? True love travels on a gravel road. Down through the years, we've had hard times and tears, but they only helped our love grow. And we'll stay together no matter how strong the wind blows. Not once have I seen your blue eyes fill with envy or stray from the one that you hold. Oh, true travels on a gravel road. Love is a stranger and hearts are in danger on smooth streets paved with gold. Oh, true love travels on a gravel road. Mm-hmm. Yeah, true love travels on a gravel road.
Elvis Presley. This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. Thank you so much for joining us.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 76 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45.
WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Mostly sunny, hot, humid, and breezy today. Afternoon heat indices as warm as 95 degrees. A slight chance of shower, thunderstorm development in late afternoon, a high of 92. With south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, becoming cloudy, rain, thunderstorms likely, especially in late evening and overnight. Rain amounts of 1/10 to 1/4 inch with isolated higher amounts. A low of 68 with south to southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour and wind gusts of 25 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have light southeasterly winds, and after a low of 75, it's 76 degrees.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town & Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town & Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The 2024 State High School Rodeo Finals were held over the weekend at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It was a crowning weekend for a few as Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield was named Rodeo Queen. Grace Bennett of Lancaster was named first runner-up. Danny Burkhart of Clinton was second runner-up, and Rayanne Burdick of Neshkoro was third runner-up in the Queen's Contest. Josie Lau of Richland Center was named All-Around Cowgirl. Reserve All-Around Cowgirl was Raylan Johnson of Broadhead. Sage Kite of Oxford was named Rookie Cowgirl of the Year. J.B. Bound of Fort Atkinson was named All-Around Cowboy. Reserve All-Around Cowboy was Keegan Cooley of Richland Center. Tyson Pichel of Mondovi was named Rookie Cowboy of the Year. Schneider Timed Event High Point Freshman was Tyson Pichel. The American Quarter Horse Association Horse of the Year Award in the Cowgirl category went to TRS Sakin Dash, Dash for short, owned by Josie Lau. Carnivale Cat, or Mia, owned by Tyler Parr of Mondovi, won the Cowboys category. In each rodeo event, the top four individuals will represent Wisconsin at the Nationals in Rock Springs, Wyoming next month. In Reined Cowhorse, Carly Guckenberger placed first, J.B. Bound was second, Taylor Donsky of Sparta was third, and Josie Lau was fourth. In Saddle Bronc Riding, Trip Kite of Oxford placed first, and Tyson Pichel placed second. In Barrel Racing, Josie Lau placed first, Allie Butler of Mondovi was second, Raylan Johnson placed third, and Molly McBride of Holman was fourth. Trent Parr of Mondovi placed first in Boys Cutting. Keegan Cooley was second. J.B. Bound was third. And Trayton Carlson of Decorah, Iowa placed fourth. In Girls Breakaway, Raylan Johnson placed first. Mary Thiel of Plymouth was second. Sage Kite was third. And Josie Lau was fourth. Trayton Carlson placed first in tie-down roping. J.B. Bound placed second. Keegan Cooley placed third. And Lucas Miller of Mineral Point placed fourth. Josie Lau placed first in girls' cutting. Also placing were Josie Waldenberger of Holman in second, Carly Guckenberger in third, and Kaylee Check of Toma in fourth. In bareback riding, Cade Parrish of Lavelle placed first. In pole bending, Allie Butler of Mondovi placed first. Maddie McBride of Holman placed second. Raylan Johnson was third, and Emma Nelson of Broadhead was fourth. Trayton Carlson of Decorah, Iowa, and Brady Breitsperker of Toma placed first in team roping, followed by J.B. Bound of Fort Atkinson and Justin Oaks of Milton in second, Blake Mitchell of Boscobel and Colton Mason of Scandia, Minnesota in third, and Raylan Johnson of Broadhead and Lucas Miller of Mineral Point in fourth. Josie Waldenberger placed first in goat tying. Josie Lau was second. Carly Guckenberger was third. And Laura Bartles of Potosi was fourth. In bull riding, Jaron Grimsled of Gaze Mills placed first. And Braden Scaife of Lancaster placed second. In steer wrestling, Walker Gofford of Berlin placed first. Braden Scaife placed second. Keegan Cooley placed third. and Braden Carlson of Medford was fourth. In trap shooting, Cade Moorhead of Baldwin, Iowa placed first. Samuel Moorhead of Baldwin, Iowa was second. Johnny Harms of Platteville was third, and Lucas Miller of Mineral Point placed fourth. In light rifle, Jenna Brech of Reedsburg placed first. Josie Waldenberger was second. Ethan Olson of Toma placed third, and Cade Waldenberger of Holman was fourth. The best of luck to all the competitors at next month's Nationals in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Thunderstorms can develop quickly, and knowing what to do and where to go can help you avoid dangerous lightning strikes. According to the National Lightning Safety Council, 14 people were killed by lightning in the United States and its territories in 2023. At least one person was killed by a lightning strike in the U.S. so far this year. Since 2003, there have been 10 lightning-related deaths in Wisconsin. There were none reported in the state last year. Today is Wisconsin Lightning Safety Awareness Day, and Ready Wisconsin encourages you to learn how to protect yourself while spending time outdoors. During a thunderstorm, the safest place to seek shelter is inside a sturdy, enclosed structure, such as a house. Get out of open areas and stay away from bodies of water, such as lakes or rivers. Never take cover under a tree. If you are inside a vehicle, avoid touching metal surfaces. When planning outdoor activities during the summer months, pay attention to the forecast for your area. If there are thunderstorms, plan for what you will do if lightning is spotted in the area. Know where you can seek shelter nearby or if you will have to leave because no shelter is available. Even while indoors, you should take steps to protect yourself during a thunderstorm. Avoid contact with anything connected to an electrical outlet, along with water or plumbing. Stay away from windows and doors. Wait at least 30 minutes after you hear the last thunder before heading back outdoors. If a person is struck by lightning, immediately dial 911. Start CPR if you are trained and certified. Do not be afraid to touch the victim. The human body does not hold an electrical charge. For more tips on lightning safety, head to readywisconsin.wi.gov. It's Senior Farmers Market Voucher Time. An eligible person is a Richland County resident, age 60 or older, or a Native American, age 55 years or older, and meets the income requirements. Enrolled seniors will receive vouchers worth $45 per qualifying individual, which are good through October 31st. These vouchers may be used to purchase locally grown fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs at approved farmers markets or roadside stands. Vouchers will be distributed on set dates, times, and locations. Vouchers will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis today from 9:30 to 10:30 at the Park Apartments in Richland Center and Thursday from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Woodman Senior Center in Richland Center. If you are homebound or unable to get to a distribution site, you may assign an authorized representative on your behalf. Contact ADRC of Richland County at 608-647-4616 and ask to speak with Tanya for more information. For information on riding the bus into Richland Center, call 608-647-4616. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board will sponsor a series of canoe outings on the Wisconsin River in late June and July. The large Voyager replica canoes commissioned by the state of Wisconsin in conjunction with the sesquicentennial in 1998 will be used for the trips that will explore different segments of the river. The excursions will be led by Mark Cupp, Riverway Board Executive Director. Water levels and weather permitting, a sandbar stop will be included in each trip. Participants should bring their own beverages, food, sunscreen, and bug spray. No glass containers are allowed. Life jackets and paddles will be provided, but participants are welcome to bring their own personal flotation device. The first trip will be held Thursday from 9 to 1. It will run from Muscadet to Port Andrew. Seating is limited to 14 people for each excursion, and reservations are required. Small groups may sign up for the trips, but should do so early to assure adequate space is available. To make a reservation or to ask questions about the canoe trips, contact the Riverway Board office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 at 608-739-3188 or by emailing marcia.curtis@wi.gov. A waiting list will be developed in case of cancellations. 8 more canoe trips are scheduled in June and July. Additional information may be found on the Riverway Board website or Facebook page. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office is looking for the persons responsible for breaking into a residence along Old Highway 56, rural Viola, in the town of Liberty. A large amount of cash was reported stolen on June 8th. Please contact the Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123 with any information, or call Vernon County Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS. That's 637-8477, and you could be eligible for a reward up to $3,000. You do not have to give your name. You can also submit an online tip at p3tips.com. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Democratic Governor Tony Evers' partial veto, locking in a school funding increase for the next 400 years. The Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Litigation Center filed a lawsuit in April arguing the governor exceeded his authority. The plaintiffs asked the high court to strike down the veto without waiting for the case to go through lower courts. The court issued an order Monday saying it would take the case. The justices didn't elaborate beyond setting a briefing schedule. At issue is a partial veto Evers made in the state budget in July 2023 that increased revenue public schools can raise per student by $325 annually until 2425.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Today is Tuesday, June 18th. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet, died June 3rd. Graveside services with the American Legion Auxiliary Service will be held Wednesday at 3:15 in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Wednesday from 1 until 3. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet. Leonora J. Lee Lauver, 96 of Blue River, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at the Basswood Union Church, rural Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Basswood Union Church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Leonora J. Lee Lauver, 96 of Blue River. Daryl Eugene Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held at 1 Saturday at the Spring Green Community Church, followed by a memorial ride to the Centurion Clubhouse in Blanchardville for a celebration of life. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Daryl Eugene Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales.